There was one day where I had enough and I went deep and I asked myself the question, do I need porn in my life? And then I asked a more important question.
Hey, you're listening to the Quit Porn, Achieve More podcast, where we talk about how to break free from porn quickly and easily so that you can finally live with integrity, confidence, and focus on bigger and better things. My name is Ben Uyama, and I gave up porn more than 5 years ago after battling it alone for most of my life. I've been married for more than 12 years, we have 3 kids, and I've been helping men quit porn one-on-one for more than 10 years now. Let's get started.
So in this video, I'm gonna break down exactly what it takes to go from being a porn user to not being a porn user. Now, I just had a conversation with a guy who is in our program, and I like having these kinds of conversations with guys who are trying to beat porn because everyone who has a porn addiction has beliefs about themselves, about their porn habit, that are false. And my main job and what I primarily do through my work and through the program is helping break down those beliefs about yourself and about the porn itself that your brain is telling you, so that you can actually completely rewire your brain from the ground up. And I've seen that when you do this and you make these paradigm shifts and these belief system shifts, it instantly makes it infinitely easier to beat porn. Now, one of the primary beliefs that I'm trying to break for people, and I'll break for you right now, hopefully, is that beating porn is not just like this. It's not just a light bulb moment where you can just quit porn. It's not a light switch that you can just turn off. And people believe that it takes a long time and it's a painstaking process of grinding your teeth and willpowering yourself through it. And once you get to a certain number of days, then you will have beat porn. Okay, when I say you can actually beat porn in an instant, what goes through your mind? And if you have objections to that, that's fine. That's okay. And that's actually a limiting belief that you have. But let me ask you why. Why is it that it's not possible to just quit porn today, right now, right after this video? And the last time that you acted out and slipped up to be the last time. So I was having this conversation with this guy, right? And I was telling him that there are a lot of men, including myself, that have been porn. And at some point in their journey, the last time they watched porn was the last time they ever watched porn. Does that make sense? So in a sense, they went from a porn user, which is someone who uses porn, to instantly being a non-user, meaning that they never watched porn again. So that means there's something that changed in them, and it was not this kind of like weaning off process where they had to go months and years of, you know, all this stuff. No, let me make it really clear. Beating porn is instantaneous. Recovery takes time. There's a difference, okay? And people confuse recovery with porn. You don't need to engage in porn in order to recover. People believe that I need to heal my brain, I need to rewire my brain, I need to detox, and in order to do that, I need to keep the habit with me. It makes no sense, all right? You don't lose weight by keeping the junk food in the drawer and wean yourself off of it. You don't get healthy by going to McDonald's occasionally. No, you cut it out of your life, all right? So there's a differentiating factor that is really fundamental to understand, is that the porn itself can be quit instantaneously. The porn is just the act of you deciding to launch the browser and watch porn. That's your decision that you make. That is true. It is a fundamental decision that you're making. The other factor that's contributing to your habit is the reason why you use porn. It's the healing, it's the emptiness inside that you feel like the need to fill with pornography, right? That's different. That takes time to heal and recover, and that's what our program is for, right? But fundamentally, the porn itself is instantaneous. So I'll tell you really quick my story. And the guy I was talking to, he asked me exactly, because he was kind of suspicious, right? Like, not suspicious, but just kind of not really sure if it is possible to just go instantly to quitting porn. And so he asked me what my experience was and what exactly it was that took me out of that state of being a porn user and not a porn user. It was exactly this. This is exactly what I told him. I went deep. There was one day where I had enough and I went deep and I asked myself the question, do I need porn in my life? And then I asked a more important question, which is, what is porn taking away from my life? How is porn negatively impacting my life? Because I knew that as long as I kept porn in my life, I believed that porn was adding some value to my life, and getting rid of it added very little value. So the cost and benefit analysis that I was constantly making in my mind was stating that porn is needed in my life because it's adding value to my life. This is everybody who has a porn habit, including yourself, believes this in their mind, that porn is adding some value to them.
Hey, if you're getting something good from this episode, let me know so I can make more content just like this for you guys. And it would mean the world to me if you could leave a 5-star review, because the only way that this podcast spreads around is through word of mouth. So a review would go a long way, and it only takes you like 10 seconds to do. All right, thanks, back to the show.
I asked an even more important question that you guys should ask yourselves right now today is, what value do I think porn is adding to my life? What do I think I'm gaining from keeping this porn habit in my life? And really going into that and asking yourself, is that true? And pinpointing that specific reason that you think porn is beneficial to you, that it's adding some value, and addressing that, then it starts to make sense. Because your brain is a logical thing. Your brain is logical, and your brain is the thing that is hijacking you to make you go back to porn. The dopamine hits, the little monster, the hijacker in your brain is what is the issue. It's the logic that's going on. So when you add logic to the equation, it actually becomes easier. So for me, the specific thing was, I believed for most of my 15 years, about 50, most of my life, that porn was helping me with stress relief. That's what I believed. I believed it with all my heart, logically and in my heart and soul. I believed that porn is adding benefit to my life because it's removing stress. When I'm really stressed and irritable and angry, frustrated, then it helps me relax. That's what I believed. And then I really asked myself, honestly, is that true? Of all the years that I've been battling this porn thing, it's been tormenting me with this dark cloud of hypocrisy and secrecy and isolation that's hanging over my head that I don't want. Is it really removing stress from my life, or is it actually adding stress to my life? And I thought about it, and I realized that all the time that I had been thinking that the stress in my life was being caused by external factors like work or relationships or my wife or anything, it was actually being caused by porn. The irritability that was in me, the times that I was really snappy at the people around me, at my parents and my wife, I realized, like, holy shit, it's actually the porn that's making me this irrationally irritable and stressed out person. And I realized, holy shit, it's actually not adding any value to my life. And I logically understood that. I used my brain a little bit and I understood that porn is not adding any value. The thing that I thought I was getting from porn, it's actually taking away. And this is the trickery that's happening in the brain. This is why it's so important to break your beliefs about what you believe about your porn habit. It's because your brain is logical. And if you battle logic with logic, you can win. Because porn is an illogical and irrational thing to keep in your mind, because in your life, because it only subtracts from your life. It does not add any value. And when you realize that and you get that. So what I did was I understood, okay, this is the issue. It's stress. And I understood the single greatest contributor to my porn habit was my stress, was my irritability. And from then on, I was 100% committed to addressing the stress in my life and addressing the irritability and removing the stress in a productive and healthy way, guys. Stress is a God-given thing. Stress is not bad, but the kind of stress that I was creating because of porn, with porn, was destructive for me. It was destructive to my relationship. It was destructive to my work, to my relationship with everything in my, every aspect of my life, to my health especially. So when I understood that and I got intensely focused on fixing that issue of irritability and stress in my life, that was it. That was the moment where I went from user to a non-user, and that was it. So to summarize, you have to answer this question: what do I think porn is adding to my life? And it's kind of hard to understand. It's hard to get this, because on the surface, you believe, you know, like, you're watching this video, right? You're like, oh, I'm sick and tired of this. The shame and the guilt of porn and the confidence it's zapping from my life, and I'm sick of living in hypocrisy, and I'm sick of failing over and over again and losing confidence and all that. Okay, you understand that logically. But at the same time, guys, there's something in you, subconsciously or consciously, deep in your brain, that's telling you this. It's telling you, you need porn. Porn is necessary. You need porn, and it's adding some benefit and some value to your life. If you didn't believe that, you wouldn't have porn in your life. Everyone who is a porn user believes, 100% believes, that they need porn. And that sounds crazy to hear. But if you have a porn habit right now, you believe that you need porn. Or let's say your brain believes that you need porn, and the lies that it's telling you need to be broken now, today. And that's what this entire channel, all these videos I'm making, is to help you do, and start from the ground up and rebuild your life using daily habits that do that. I post a ton of videos about the daily habits and rituals that are needed in order for you to break this habit.
Hey, are you feeling frustrated at yourself for still keeping porn in your life, and you're ready to finally get serious? Trust me, guys, I've been there. Well, you're in luck, because I have a completely free training that you can take right now at benuyama.com. In that training, I explain the exact 3-step process I personally used to quit porn and help other men do the same quickly and easily. Don't believe it? Check it out for yourself right now at benuyama.com, and I'll see you in the next episode.